today's story is called Mr. Rabbit and the Lovely Present. This was written by Charlotte Zoloto. And the pictures are by Marie Sendak. We've seen some of his work before. And I think it's being read by a cat. Am I right? A chicken nugget? What? I would have thought you were a cat because you were meowing so beautifully.
I wasn't. I was meowing.
Meowing? Oh. Well, I am shocked, flabbergasted. I am all aghast. I don't know what to make of it, but I do think we should read our story. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay. Today's story is read by Mommy and Chicky Nuggy. Mr. Rabbit and the Lovely Present.
Mr. Rabbit, said the little girl, I want help.
Help, little girl? I'll give you help if I can, said Mr. Rabbit.
Mr. Rabbit, said the little girl, it's about my mother.
Your mother? Said Mr. Rabbit.
It's her birthday,
said the little girl.
Happy birthday to her, then, said Mr. Rabbit. What are you giving her?
That's just it, said the little girl. That's why I want help. I have nothing to give her.
Nothing? To give your mother on her birthday? Said Mr. Rabbit. Little girl, you really do want help.
I would like to give her something she likes,
said the little girl.
Something that she likes is a good present, said Mr. Rabbit.
And in the picture, we can see that he has taken her by her hand. He is walking now. And I wonder where he's going to take her and what they're going to do. I'm also quite alarmed at the size of the rabbit because he's quite taller than she is with his ears. Don't you think?
But what? Said the little girl.
Yes, what? Said Mr. Rabbit.
She likes red, said the little girl.
Red, said Mr. Rabbit. You can't give her red.
Something red, maybe? Said the little girl.
Oh, something red, said Mr. Rabbit.
What is red? Said the little girl.
Well, said Mr. Rabbit, there's red underwear.
No,
said the little girl.
I can't give her that.
Can you imagine giving your mommy red underwear? Shocking. Thanks.
There are red roofs, said Mr. Rabbit.
No, we have a roof, said the little girl. I don't want to give her that.
There are red birds, said Mr. Rabbit. Red cardinals.
No, said the little girl. She likes birds in trees.
Oh, I suppose you could put a bird in a cage. But I feel like cardinals are best outside of cages.
There are red fire engines, said Mr. Rabbit.
No, said the little girl. She doesn't like fire engines.
Well, said Mr. Rabbit, there are apples.
Good, said the little girl. That's good. She likes apples, but I need something else.
Well, what else does she like? Said Mr. Rabbit.
And in the picture, we could see they went to an apple tree and they got a whole bunch of them. Because in the very next picture, we can see the girl is carrying a whole skirt full of apples, and the rabbit's even eating one.
Well, she likes yellow,
said the little girl.
Yellow? Said Mr. Rabbit. You can't give her yellow.
something yellow, maybe? Said the little girl.
Oh, something yellow, said Mr. Rabbit.
What is yellow? Said the little girl.
What can you think of that's yellow?
Yellow underwear.
Well, said Mr. Rabbit, there are yellow taxi cabs.
I'm sure she doesn't want a taxi cab, said the little girl.
Ah, the sun is yellow,
said Mr. Rabbit.
But I can't give her the sun, said the little girl. Although I wish I would if I could. Although I would if I could.
Would you give someone the sun? Why not? It would burn us up. Good point. Okay.
A canary bird is yellow, said Mr. Rabbit.
She likes birds in trees.
The little girl said, that's the second time he's thought of birds. I wonder if Mr. Rabbit likes birds.
Oh, that's right. You told me, said Mr. Rabbit. Well, butter is yellow. Does she like butter?
We have butter, said the little girl.
Bananas are yellow, said Mr. Rabbit.
Oh, good. That's good, said the little girl. She likes bananas. I need something else, though,
because I suppose she could give her mother bananas and apples. Apples and bananas.
She could sing the song to her about apples and bananas.
No? Oh, okay.
What else does she like? Said Mr. Rabbit.
She likes green,
said the little girl.
Green? You can't give her green.
Something green, maybe? Said the little girl.
Emeralds,
said the rabbit.
Emeralds make a lovely gift.
I can't afford an emerald, said the little girl.
Parrots are green, said Mr. Rabbit, but she likes birds in trees.
No, said the little girl. Parrots won't do.
Peas and spinach, said Mr. Rabbit. Peas are green and spinach is green.
No, said the little girl. We have those for dinner all the time.
Caterpillars, said Mr. Rabbit. Some of them are very green.
She doesn't care for caterpillars,
the little girl said. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't we give her you? Your favorite color is green, and you wear green clothes all the time. Plus, you have green eyes, and you have green glasses. What do you think? You want to go and be this little girl's present to her mom?
No, certainly not.
I would never be able to do that. I couldn't do without you. It wouldn't work for me. I'm going to have to veto. I know it was my idea, but I'm vetoing my idea. Back to the story.
How about pears? Said Mr. Rabbit. Bartlett pears.
The very thing, said the little girl. That's the very thing. Now I have apples and bananas and pears. But I need something else.
What else does she like? Said Mr. Rabbit.
She likes blue, the little girl said.
Blue. You can't give her blue, said Mr. Rabbit.
Something blue, maybe, said the little girl.
Lakes are blue, said the rabbit.
I can't give her a lake, you know.
She could buy her mom a swimming pool. Ooh, what? But you know what, though? She couldn't afford an emerald. I don't suppose she could much afford a swimming pool either. They can be quite expensive. That's why we don't have one. So, no, that's not going to work either.
Stars are blue.
Stars?
Stars, he says.
Stars aren't blue.
Some stars look blue in a telescope.
The night sky certainly is really dark blue, almost black.
I can't give her stars, the little girl said, but I would if I could.
Sapphires make a lovely gift, said Mr. Rabbit.
But I can't afford sapphires either, said the little girl.
Bluebirds are... Oh, but she likes birds and trees,
said Mr. Rabbit.
Right, said the little girl.
How about blue grapes?
Said Mr. Rabbit.
Yes, said the little girl. That is good. Very good. She likes grapes. And now I have apples and pears and bananas and grapes.
That makes a good gift,
said Mr. Rabbit. All you need now is a basket.
I have a basket, said the little girl.
And so she took her basket and she filled it with the green pears and the yellow bananas and the red apples and the blue grapes. And it was a lovely present. Do you want to know a secret? I feel like almost any mom out there would be thrilled to have a basket full of fruits or fruit basket. I know I would. Yummy.
Let's see. Thank you for all your help, Mr. Rabbit, said the little girl.
Not at all, said Mr. Rabbit. Very glad to help.
Goodbye now, said the little girl.
Goodbye, said Mr. Rabbit. And a happy birthday and a happy basket of fruit to your mother.
And that is the end. And you know, if it's your mom's birthday, that's wonderful. But you know what else is Mother's Day is just around the corner. And if you don't have anything for your mother, you might think about getting her some fruit or something else, like a sapphire. And that is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.